Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth, everybody in the universe should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Have you heard from anyone outside of the Milky Way?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm not aware that there... I mean, I kind of know there are things outside of the Milky Way. We have breaking news from Keyshawn and the Two Others Guys show this morning. They were discussing the Green Bay Packers as to whether or not they are rebuilding based on the comment by David Bakhtiari, which we have addressed. But when they went to Keyshawn Johnson, he said, sometimes you have addition by subtraction. And then he made this comment about the Green Bay Packers.
I think they're going to win the division.
Excuse me?
I think they're going to win the division.
Pebble, that was in reference to the Green Bay Packers?
Correct.
What did he say again?
I think they're going to win the division.
Now, I have respect for Keyshawn Johnson. All the things that he said on that show, I think he doesn't make wild comments. I believe he's the first person on the planet Earth to pick the Packers to win the division, but I want to make sure I'm accurate. Are you aware of anybody else, Jason, that has said the Packers will win the division?
I'm one of them. Yeah, no.
And in most betting services, they are the least favorite. You get more money picking the Packers to win the division than any other team if they, in fact, do it.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's as high as 400 some places. I will now search because based on what Keyshawn Johnson says alone, I think I'll put $100 down on the Pack to win the division.
Oh, my God.
You don't agree?
No, hey, it's your money. Do whatever you want.
No. You, I admit it's a reach, but if it's 4-1, I don't. I was shocked when he said it.
He also said that Jordan Love could be a Pro Bowl quarterback this year. He's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. Maybe not this year. He definitely said.
No, again.
From the little that I've seen.
Yeah.
That was how he prefaced it. From little that I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. That was the quote that I know Jesse plays that as a promo on ESPN.
Anybody can be in the Pro Bowl. I mean, you know, I think Brent Fulwood has a Pro Bowl appearance, but
I believe he does.
Yeah, but that's I would accept that as more likely than winning the division because he got time. Division is this year.
That is what he said this year. Yeah.
All right. Well, then there must be. He must have some incredibly. We'll have to get him on the show. Belief in the Packers, and I'd like to know specifically why.
You think he's got some sort of inside information?
I don't know, but I think there's got to be something that he believes that makes you say they're going to win the division. It, you know, you could say I think they're going to be above 500 or whatever, and you know this.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What happens to Keyshawn Johnson if the Packers don't win the division?
He's wrong. Yeah. It's like, oh.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. But right, but it's still, you have, like, when you say something about the Packers or whatever, and if you missed it, you're wrong, fine. But I still think you have a great deal of credibility based on your knowledge. And I would say I'm comfortable if you said the Packers were going to win the division, I'd probably bet $200 on the Pack. Not because, not because I'm certain you're right, but the value is so good. I'm getting 4-1 on a team that Jason Wilde says could win the division. Damn, that's good. Now, if it was even money, probably not. But 4-1, if I can get that, even with Keyshawn Johnson, just smaller amount. So
could win the division is different than they will win the division.
Totally, yes. And did he say could? Let's hear what Keyshawn said again. Did he say could?
I think they're going to win the division.
I think they're going to win the division.
That's not gonna.
It's not a could.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a could.
All right. I know. So you don't. We can move on, right? I just want to make sure if you'd heard of anybody else.
not only could we move on, I'd like to move on.
Well, I want to move on to David Bakhtiari, and I don't want to – you discussed this with Craig Karmazin, and I think what he said is crazier than what Keyshawn Johnson said. Like, I want to make sure we're discussing voluntary workouts, correct?
Yeah.
How do you hold anybody responsible for attending a voluntary workout?
Yeah, you'll have to ask Craig.
Well, no, it makes no sense. Voluntary means what?
You don't have to come if you don't want to.
You don't have to come. They have a negotiation with the players' union. They work this stuff out. Voluntary. It's outrageous that teams even ask the people to come other than if they pay them. Voluntary is voluntary. Homer, you going to come? No. Okay. Voluntary. Got other stuff. If the league teams wanted it that bad, they wouldn't have made it voluntary, correct?
Yeah, and the Packers want it bad enough that they're willing to pay him $700,000 for him to come. Like, look, I totally get Craig's opinion of team chemistry and leadership and all those things, that you would like him to want to be there out of responsibility beyond fiscal responsibility. I get it. I totally understand it, because I would want, just like Aaron Rodgers had no real financial gain to come last year, I think from a team perspective, there was plenty to be gained. I've told him this, on FaceTime, because he can't get calls. I think he was wrong. He's entitled to think, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, and I'm entitled to my opinion. And I think that was a misstep last year. I think, there was a way to figure out a compromise. I know he's got his, he needs to get away to recharge his batteries. I know he's got his team of, who's the guy that Brady had, Alex Guerrero or something like that. I know he's got, Rodgers has his own kind of crew, that his body guy and his workout guy.
His team.
I can totally understand that he needs that time with those guys, but I feel like, especially someone who has private jet access like he does, that it wouldn't have been too much to ask for him to take part on a greater basis than he did. And whether you believe Romeo Doubs or not, whether you're Team Romeo or Team A-Rod, whatever you might be, when Romeo Doubs claims that he, quote, barely talked with Aaron Rodgers, and in a podcast earlier in the offseason says that he never hung out with him outside the facility, which is not uncommon, but when you say it publicly, it makes it sound like this is something that is a dastardly thing that Rodgers failed to do. It draws your attention. It certainly got my attention. And so when I look at Rodgers, I would say, look, as a leader, as a guy with a bunch of young guys around him, you should have been here. In David Bakhtiari's case, look, I know this sucks, buddy. I know, I get it. Like, all the old guys are gone, and you got to find different transportation to practice, and you can't, go out to Chives with your wife Frankie and Aaron and the Cobbs and have dinner because they're all gone. I get it. That sucks. I can imagine how lonely you must feel. But these guys need you, and you are a leader on this team. And so I understand Craig's point, but your point is the most important one, that the Packers recognize how voluntary this is, and that is why they pay through the nose to get people to come to it. I mean, that started 15 years ago.
Right, and how many other veterans aren't there is to make it?
Not there. None of the corners were there.
Yeah, as to make a judgment on one player because he's not there or not going when he's not paid. I mean, I'm not just saying the Packers, around the league.
Yeah, and I think Craig was, I want to speak for Craig, but I also think he was bothered by the fact that he was so public about his, I'm only here because I'm getting paid, otherwise I wouldn't be here, and I'm going to miss 5 days. I think one of our tweeters that tweet the show regularly, Matt Coonan, said he said the quiet part out loud. Because, let's be honest, if you go through all the other guys that have very large workout bonuses. Would they be there if not for those large workout bonuses? Hell no. So it's not just a David Bakhtiari thing. That's a veterans who need to be compensated to come to Green Bay, Wisconsin, even though the weather's been lovely for the past month, in the middle of their offseason. So I don't think David Bakhtiari is any different than Jair or Preston Smith, who wasn't there at the last OTA when we were here. You know, Bakhtiari took one of his five allowed missed days and had it during the first week, which happened to be the day that we were there, which is fine. But it's also, I think, important to note that this is commonplace for every player. Like, remember that crazy story where Devon House a few years ago was connection from Minneapolis to Green Bay was canceled and he wasn't going to make it to Green Bay. So he posted on Twitter that he needed a ride from the Twin Cities to Green Bay, and some random, he actually came on our show, his name was Eric. Some random Packers fan came and picked him up in Minneapolis and drove him on Highway 29 all the way across the state in the middle of the night to get him there for the practice, which was voluntary, but he had a workout bonus, and if he missed that day, he was going to cost himself a ton of money. So whatever he paid the guy to drive him. Same with A.J. Hawk many years ago. Like, he took like a Uber or something all the way from, like, Ohio, because otherwise he was going to miss a big workout bonus. And so, you know, the fact that David Bakhtiari has one is not special in any way. I just think that Craig is right in that for a team that needs to build a culture and has so few leaders that, I mean, this idea that Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson are the quote-unquote leaders of the wide receiver room, Romeo Doubs does not strike me as someone who has a very strong leadership personality in terms of speaking up, in terms of getting after guys when it's necessary. He seems like a lead by example. Please try to do what I say, but I'm really not going to say much. Just try to do what I do. And so this is a team with a leadership void because it is so young. And David Bakhtiari is one of the few players that is extremely accomplished. And I agree with Craig in that I would like him to be there.
Yeah, but I want to say this. You cannot use voluntary workouts as a standard for any level of leadership. It's a joke. It's made up. And it's a stupid setup. And any player, I don't care good or bad, however you judge his leadership, if you make any judgment on that leadership based on anything regarding voluntary workouts, that's crap. Because everybody knows the setup is crap. They know it's a joke. It's treated as a joke by so many players. They're not really voluntary. So either change the rule or don't be allowed to ever complain about a player's leadership because what they do or don't do regarding voluntary workouts. That's wrong.
Yeah, my argument would not be about his attendance.
Whatever. Behavior in any way.
Would be about his attitude, yeah.
Fine. No, you can't. I don't care about the attitude either. It's a joke. I assume Bakhtiari is doing it for some. I don't know what the reason is. I don't think he wants to be traded. Maybe I don't know what. There's a reason he's decided to do this. But as I said, you can say whatever you want about him. You can't say anything about a player's leadership based on how they deal with voluntary workouts, which are a joke. Everybody knows they're a joke. And you have to pay people to show up.
Yeah, I think this is more a reflection of what his overall attitude has been from referring to the Packers as they, or from, criticizing the social media team's video for the schedule release. Or, I mean, look, I got no problem with him saying that they're rebuilding. And I actually thought that he did a good job of saying, look, we can be rebuilding, and I can stand on that and remain steadfast in my belief that that's the case, while at the same time saying, hey, look, a couple things go our way. We could be like Seattle was last year that traded their potential Hall of Fame quarterback and still won 9 games and snuck into the playoffs. Like, both those things can be true. And I thought he did a decent job of not necessarily walking it back, but, you know, kind of explaining his view. Now, I also think that he is supremely frustrated. Like, I think he's pissed that he's the last old guy standing, because the punter, as you well know, doesn't count, and the fact that he is one of the few guys, you know, Randall Cobb was another one. These guys, all these guys that arrived after the Super Bowl 45 championship and went to, in Bakhtiari's case, four more NFC championship games and lost them all and has never been to a Super Bowl. And now he's looking, I'm 31 years old. Rodgers is gone. I don't dislike Jordan, but I don't think he's going to be good enough for us to win the Super Bowl next year. My contract makes it so I'm probably not going to be back with this team next year, so then I'll have to be a mercenary trying to win a Super Bowl with somebody else. But I may get through my entire career and never play in a Super Bowl. And I would have never thought that when I got drafted to a team with Aaron freaking Rodgers as the quarterback. So I think that's probably part of why he's, you want to say, acting out or speaking out or whatever you want to view it as. I think that's probably the psychology behind it. But again, I don't think that it's purely based on his attendance or why he's attending that is problematic for him. I just think that it would be really good for his team. And if he wants to somehow find a way, you know, if Jordan Love somehow miraculously plays well, I mean, like really, really, really well. It wouldn't be a miracle if he played well, but really, really well, and they turn out to be a contender out of nowhere. You know, it probably would be nice if you were putting forth a little more effort to be the leader that you could be.
Okay. By the way, it's up to 500. Somebody said Caesars Sports bet 100, win 500 if the Packers win the division.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got that kind of money, go right ahead.
Well, no, I could bet 20 and win 100. There's a certain amount of money. I'm up 1,200 because Tony didn't think I had the guts to pick the Brewers to win the division a couple of years ago when that was 4-1. And I put $300 on that and won $1,200. But
nice win for you.
It was a very nice win. So I have a little to play with, but I don't have much confidence in this one. That was baseball prospectus. All right. Thanks for the input on Bakhtiari.
Keyshawn Johnson prospectus, not as reliable.
Not as reliable. Thanks, Jason.
All right, over. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers, all the time. What did Keyshawn say about the Packers?